the thing is that people are learning more and more that Earth Day is not just a single day. It's a lifestyle, and people are becoming more in tune with the fact that it's just common sense to be eco-friendly, to be conserving resources, to be working smarter, and you know, using new technology and efficiencies to use less energy. So so whether or not it has its own individual day that gets a lot of attention, that's public awareness, and that's always great. But really what people are learning is that you know, the message of Earth Day is that people can be more sustainable in their everyday lives, and I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess to follow up on that point, how would you evaluate, you know, it's kind of a big question, but let's say Americans, and let's narrow it down to Kentuckian interest in sustainability, and as you mentioned, these, what's going on, is there good knowledge and interest right now?
There's always new things to learn. The thing is, the technology changes quickly, and so people, you know, 10 years ago may not have been as in tune with recycling, but now it's very commonplace. But now people are learning that even just recycling isn't enough, that they have to learn to not produce the trash in the first place. So there's large movements now to get away from single-use plastics, go with, you know, containers that can be refilled. And so there's always something to learn. I just came back from visiting the L'Oreal Corporation up in Florence, and it's amazing the stuff that they're looking at with regard to just not producing the waste in the first place and how to be eco-friendly as a fundamental lifestyle. So it's exciting. Businesses are learning that it is economical, it's sensible, it's just good business.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of recycling, just so happens that Lexington's recycling center was down for a day or maybe a day and a half last week because of a problem with some with a motor in the sorting plant. Mm-hmm. But they're back up today, as far as I know. I haven't heard anything otherwise. Still, there have been some hiccups there. And then, of course, there's always the market issues of which products are able to be viable for to, you know, send out in terms of the market for recyclables. Where do you see that going in the years ahead?
Well, you know, the market for recyclables is changing and evolving. Right now, the issue is that you used to be able to ship these recyclables to other places, other countries, to manage it, particularly like with regard to electronics. And countries now are just not accepting those materials as much as they used to. China has, has clamped down on what they're accepting. Recycle centers, you know, it's not. It's a changing business model now, and so that's why there's more of a movement to just not be producing the trash as much in the first place. But, you know, these things go through cycles, and so I think a lot of these recycling companies are just learning how to retool to the different kinds of waste streams that they need to deal with, and how to deal with the waste in a more localized area where you don't have to transport. And a lot of times this waste will get transported to, you know, lower income communities or communities of color, and that's a problem. The other thing that we're learning to deal with more is not just the plastics waste, but also the compostables, using landfill gas and getting, using your landfills more efficiently and use them as energy producers, not just as a place to deposit waste. So you know, people are learning all the time on new and better ways to deal with their impact.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I hear you saying you're I'll just ask the question, are you concerned that some communities in Kentucky will drop city-sponsored recycling?
Well, yeah, there's always a concern, and the concern is just figuring out the right systems to match the needs of your community. And so, you know, what used to be acceptable 10 years ago is not acceptable now. And so people are learning how to retool their recycling centers to accommodate the needs of the community, or how to, like I said, not generate the waste in the first place.
And I guess as far as awareness and a question about young people, and I'll say it's young people, so let's say teenagers and younger, are they, do you feel they're becoming more environmentally sensitive?
Oh, my goodness. The young people are leading the charge. Young people, the millennials that are coming up, 30 and under generation too, I mean, these kids were raised on that kind of ethics. They are teaching us. They have had to deal with the threat of climate change for their whole lives. And so they see sustainability as not just a fad or a fashion or a nice thing to do. They see it as a way of life, and they see it as how they need to deal with their generational needs. So I learn more and more from the younger folks all the time, and I think folks should pay attention. They're the last generation that really needs to turn this around, and so I always respect what they have to say.
Yeah, well, and I guess there's obviously really a ton of questions we could get into about this, but I do want to touch on solar for just a second.
Sure.
As far as, you know, it's been a hot button topic in Frankfurt with legislation there,
yeah.
But do you think that solar will really take off in Kentucky?
Oh, I think solar already is taking off, and it's kind of unfortunate that the laws right now are not as supportive as they could be for a robust solar market, because solar, people are realizing, is not just an eco-friendly thing to do, but it just makes good economic sense. I just have my home priced for solar. It's really affordable. It's no worse than any other major infrastructure for your home. You know, say as you work on your roof or your heating and cooling systems, solar just is very much in line with all of the other things that you need to do to maintain your house, and it gives you energy independence and freedom. So the rollback that just happened in the last legislative session, it's a little bit of a setback, but really, you know, customers are demanding more and more from how they manage different systems. And so, you have people managing their energy usage from their smartphones, able to control their thermostats electronically or from a distance. And so, it's not even a debate anymore. Anybody that uses technology to their advantage at the moment will see the benefits of solar, and it will become self-evident. But right now, it's a changing market. You have large utilities that are just adopting solar themselves. They're still learning. They see smaller companies or residential solar as more of a competition, and they are trying to adjust to a changing market. And so that's where you get the situation where you have some clashes between the different customers for solar or the customer suppliers for solar. So I think that's just growing pains. And even if the laws have rolled back a little bit for solar right now, I think that will turn around. A lot of places, other states that have done a rollback of solar net metering laws are now looking at those again, and they may roll them back to a more friendlier atmosphere because customers are demanding it.